Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Surely we've all had the conversation at one time or another, what would you do if you won the lottery or some other sort of jackpot? It's great fun to speculate, and I would wager most of you already have given the matter plenty of thought. Just to be clear, we're talking about the big time, like $10 million, not a paltry $1 million prize that could be tapped fairly quickly with a few choice purchases. Of course, I personally have considered what I would do, and holding the top spot on my list would be to take my entire family, extended included, on a giant cruise. It would do my heart such good to see my full crew in their summer gear splayed out on deck chairs atop the largest ship in the fleet, umbrella drinks all around, not a care in the world, looking out at the beauty of the ocean. But that's just me. The usual shopping list I hear recited: buy a new house, pay for the kids' education, travel the world, buy a yacht, own an island, purchase an expensive automobile, the standard trappings of a wealthy existence. There are undoubtedly dozens of other big-ticket items or experiences that having $10 million would enable a person to avail themselves of, and everyone has their own personalized index. Having said all of that, though, I have a second question to ponder besides what would you do if you won the lottery. I want to know, what are the little things you would change about your life if money was no object? Not the fancy cars, jewelry, beach houses, chalets, trips, and the like, but the small indulgences, the impulsive splurges you currently deny yourself. What are some of those? The first thing I thought of, in all honesty and in all seriousness, was that I would get as many toppings on any pizza I ordered, regardless of the additional charge. I can't tell you how many times my wife and I have had this conversation. Mushrooms and pepperoni are a given. But usually, not counting specials, by the third topping there is an additional charge. So we typically pay for only one more topping. And so begins the olives or Italian sausage debate. She being the Italian sausage advocate, myself the proponent of olives, green olives specifically. But if we were millionaires, no more. We will have both ingredients. Give us Italian sausage and olives. In fact, we want extra Italian sausage, extra olives. Wait. Go ahead and amass all the toppings this establishment has at its disposal and assemble all of them at our table so that we may select the very finest. Now that's living. Interestingly, my wife, Anna, also came up with an off-the-wall first notion. Without hesitating, she said she would purchase the more expensive soft cat food instead of the dry version. That's my wife, never thinking of herself, always thinking of others, especially the cat. As I posed this question in the office, co-worker Karen Brown had pedicures and manicures at the top of her list. She would also visit the hair salon as often as she wished. The hair maintenance also landed on the wants of Melanie Hogan, who also would purchase as many magazines as her heart desired. Shed Johnson said it would require more thought, and then he fell asleep. In Shed's defense, he rises so early on a daily basis to come to work, I think more sleep would be his greatest wish, regardless of finances. Sadly, all of these conversations conclude with the unwelcome realization, as they always do, that we are fantasizing, that this is a happy hypothetical, not our present circumstance. But at least when it comes to wandering on lesser luxuries, with a monetary splurge here and there, we can make some of those wishes come true. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles. Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've seen the second half of the movie Jaws. As one of my favorite all-time films, I've seen it about 5 times in its entirety, but the latter portion I've seen countless times. That is because, when in channel surfing mode on my television, if I come across Jaws already in progress, I find it almost impossible to change the channel. It's just such a well-made, gripping tale, I can't physically force myself to move on. Whether it's Chief Brody ominously announcing the need for a bigger boat, or Quint dragging his fingernails across the chalkboard, or Hooper fighting for survival in his laughably flimsy shark cage, without fail, my finger puts the brakes on my remote and I am transfixed. Whatever plans I may have had for that hour or more, postponed or canceled, I am helpless to resist the call of the Steven Spielberg classic. Perhaps you too have a movie that stops you in your tracks no matter how many previous viewings. I talk to people about this from time to time, and practically everyone has not one but several flicks that render them motionless until the credits roll. Movie lovers refer to them as rewatchable movies. Other movies with that rare quality, at least on my list, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Sleepless in Seattle, The Untouchables, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, Rocky, The Matrix and The Shawshank Redemption are just a few. And it doesn't matter if the features received glowing reviews or not. Many of my show-stopping favorites were panned by critics. Some of Marcus's guilty pleasures include Malice, with the fetching Nicole Kidman in a knockout villainess performance. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, ushering Jim Carrey's zaniness into unsuspecting theaters. And Tremors, a campy sci-fi horror flick. Cable channels are obviously hip to the rewatchable factor as they air these movies constantly. Movies like Tombstone, Die Hard, Jurassic Park, The Empire Strikes Back, Lethal Weapon, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Godfather, and of course my personal theatrical meth, Jaws. It's patently unfair. I am in the middle of a busy Saturday afternoon mowing through a list of chores, and as I pass through the den where the television has been left on, I hear the unmistakable signature theme. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No, I must resist. I've got too much to do. I've seen this movie how many dozens of times? Just keep walking, Marcus. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, this is the scene where the shark pulls the two fishermen into the water. 2 hours later. Honey, I thought I asked you to wash the car, my wife says as she enters the living room. I just look at her helplessly. Jaws was on, wasn't it? Yes, it was. And I got my fix. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles. Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Hurried and harried, I was bustling my way through a typically busy day recently when, without warning or invitation, I was interrupted by Beauty. In the middle of a hard right turn from a city road onto a curling merge lane of the interstate, out of the corner of my eye, I caught the fleeting glimpse of wispy cirrus clouds against a pale blue backdrop. Still in the grips of the bending curve, I chanced a longer look. The striating threads of the fibrous formations fanned out in lovely rows, captivating and ever-changing at the same time. Snapping out of my momentary reverie, I completed my driving maneuver and allowed my thoughts to return to more pressing matters. But the idea stayed with me, interrupted by beauty. Likely you have experienced similar, strikingly beautiful pauses yourself in an otherwise ordinary day. The natural wonder of the natural world is always at our elbow, requesting permission to insert itself into our lives. Nature's message reminds us that there are no ordinary days, not as long as we are embraced by matchless surroundings capable of taking our breath away at any given moment. A rainbow, a songbird, a cool breeze, a granite structure, a falling star. Common sights in an uncommon existence. In this workaday reality, it is disarmingly easy to lose track of serenity. We cross out the days on our calendars, moving through time on an endless quest for weekends. I don't know who to blame for the state of things for so many of us, but as the song says, that's just the way it is. What I find so appealing is that beauty abides, steadfastly waiting for us, ever-present, occasionally tapping us on the shoulder in the middle of our labor and imploring, much like an attention-starved child, look at me. And there are blessed times when we do. Circled days on the calendar we've been working toward are often weekends at the lake, excursions onto hiking trails, or blissful vacations to the beach or the mountains. I certainly don't mean to imply with this commentary that the seemingly long-distance relationship we share with the outdoors is our fault. This isn't the way most of us would wish to live. Unfortunately, free time to do whatever we wish, as often as ever we wish, is a luxury the majority of us do not possess. I am heartened by the knowledge, though, that beauty is patient. The waves are cresting at my favorite shore as we speak. The fishing hole where I net my fill is rippling with my next catch. The mountains and valleys that hold my heart in their misty spell await my rapt appreciation upon my next visit. A recent workday was near its end, and I couldn't help but notice the unfolding magnificent sunset occurring outside the window. I savored the seconds as the sky and threadbare clouds made their glorious presentation. So short, a mere twinkling. But it's always a joy to be interrupted by beauty. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.